to Today's Homeowner with Danny Lipford, your partner in home improvement. Everyone has questions about their home. We've got the answers, and we have a few laughs along the way. Informative, entertaining, and sometimes off the wall. Home improvement has never been this much fun.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to this hour of Today's Homeowner Radio. I'm Danny Lipford, along with my buddy Joe Truini, and we have got a great hour lined up for you with all kinds of information. And you know what's funny? A lot of the things that others may ask us about here on Today's Homeowner Radio may be something you're just now thinking about. That happens almost every week, so we want to share with you as much information as we can to make sure that type of overlap does happen. Joe, I'll tell you what, there's so many questions coming in. People have gotten that springtime, feeling and starting to think about a lot of things. Today's Homeowner Hotline has really been busy.
Yeah, between spring cleaning and working on outdoor projects, maybe trying to finish up some projects they started, you know, earlier this year. But if you have any home improvement question at all, get in touch with us. As we often say, there are no stupid questions. So it might seem simple to you, but, you know, there are other people out there who might have the same question. We're happy to answer any and all questions.
It happens all the time, and we do want to hear from you. Send us an email anytime, todayshomeowner.com/ask, or if you'd like to pick up the phone and call us, we'd love to hear your call, and you can do that at 800-946-4420. Here's a few calls that we got on the Today's Homeowner Hotline this week.
Hey, I wondered if somebody can tell me how to fix a problem I have. In a bathroom, somebody retiled the floor, and when they put the molding back up, they used that silicone caulk that you can't paint over, and it's on the drywall, and so when you try to paint, it just repels paint. And I've looked and looked for some way to get that off the wall without destroying the drywall. So I just wondered if you've got a tip for that, some way to fix that. Thanks.
Yeah, getting it off and destroying the drywall is easy. I've done that lots of times, to get off the silicone and destroy the drywall. But yeah, the trick is how to get it off without wrecking the wall.
You almost want to start. The answer to that is, I've seen entire outside of houses, and they meant well, but they just didn't know well. Right. And that is, just caulking everything on the outside of a house and then putting a coat of paint on it. And everywhere that caulk is, it starts peeling off. Silicone is fantastic for a lot of reasons. And of course, there are silicones that are colored, brown and almond, bone, that kind of thing, that you can use a lot of times where you don't have to paint over it. But Joe, what would you say on something like this? I mean, first of all, there is a type of primer that you can put on silicone. Don't know how well it works,
right?
But that could be very, very labor intensive. Peeling it off certainly is not a picnic. Sometimes you can get it going and it'll peel right off, but most of the time it requires a bit of scraping. You start scraping something, especially wood trim or plastic trim, you're going to end up with some problems there. What would you say on this one would be the best route for her?
Yeah, I think the reason that people like to use silicone is because it's tenacious. Once it grabs hold, I mean, it almost never fails if it's applied correctly, and removing it is just as difficult. So before doing that, I would try this. Go out and buy a can of spray shellac. The one I've used is called Zinsser. Makes a company called Zinsser, Z-I-N-S-S-E-R. It's called, I think it's called Bullseye Shellac. It's just a spray can. It looks like paint. And it's a shellac primer. And spray that, tape it off, and spray that along the silicone. Let it dry completely. And you can just do a short section if you want to try it. Let it dry completely. That's really important. And then paint it with any kind of paint you have there. And that should, because what happens is the shellac will adhere to the silicone, and then the paint will adhere to the shellac. So I would try that. I don't know how much of this she has. If it's a short section, you can do the whole thing. If it's a lot, just do an 8-10-inch section and see if that works. If it does, great. If you have to remove it, prepare to get lots of sharp razor blades and utility knife and scrapers. But I would avoid it at all costs and try the shellac first.
Yeah, I would certainly try that. It seems like that would work pretty well. And another little tip we'll throw at you is, if you're looking at your bathtub or your shower and you're thinking about, well, I would love to re-caulk that. Boy, it can make such a difference on it. But here's the recommendation. Take all of the existing caulk out And as Joe's saying, you know, you can use a razor knife, you can use a thin-bladed putty knife, get all of that caulk away from there, and then allow it to dry a little bit. I would set up a fan, just have a fan blowing on the general area. You can use a hair dryer, but the key thing, and what happens a lot of times, people will remove that, and there maybe is a little bit, and one of the reasons there might be removing is because it's got mold and mildew on it. Well, that's because there's water that's affecting it, and that water may well be behind the caulk and trying to work its way out. That's why you want to make sure that you completely dry that little void that you're caulking up before you seal up the moisture with caulk. You want to seal out the moisture. So one little tip there to keep that from being a problem down the road. Let's get another one of the calls that came in on the hotline this week.
Hi, my name's Art. I'm calling from Colorado, and I'm asking about installing a vent for a gas clothes dryer going through the roof. I've looked at the building code. I know a little bit about that, but I really would like some help in regards to how effective is it, how do I make it easy to clean and prevent fires. It's very expensive to have a contractor do it. Thanks.
All right. Well, I'll tell you what. I had a situation in my previous house that I improved drastically. But because, first of all, originally the piping for the dryer went down through the slab and to the outside. Well, it was about 35 feet long. And anytime you're venting anything, whether it's an exhaust fan or a dryer vent, range hood, anywhere, the shortest distance on your vent makes it more effective. So in this situation, if going vertically through the roof is your shortest way to go, here's what I would recommend is an inline dryer vent booster. An inline dryer vent booster. I had a vertical rise in my exhaust from my dryer. And you think, okay, it's hot, hot air. It's going up. Well, it does, but it's heavy. So it needs a little boost. And you can do that by putting an inline booster fan in. They cost a little over $200. The one I used was from Fantech. And you put it in place, you wire it up, and then what happens is it does not turn on until the dryer kicks on and moves air through it. The minute it feels and senses that air coming to it, it turns on and it boosts that hot, moist air right to the outside. It's amazing. We were like dealing with an hour and a half to an hour and 45 minutes for a dryer cycle. The minute we installed this Fantech inline booster fan, it went down to 45 minutes. So I was saving a significant amount of money on my utility bill, and it just worked great. I would get up on the roof and clean it from the roof side about every, I don't know, maybe every 2 or 3 years. And it would have a fair amount of lint in it, but it really did make a big, big difference in that. It really worked well.
The only other thing I would suggest to Art is whenever you're running a clothes dryer vent through the roof, the hood that you put on the outside, the vent hood, is really important.
Most
roofers recommend one by a company called, I think it's called Dryer Jack. And the reason these, you want to create as little resistance as possible, as Danny was mentioning, because you want this air to flow out as smoothly as possible. And almost all roof vents are kind of either squared off or they're peaked, but the dryer jack is curved. Not only is the hood itself curved, but the damper inside is curved, so everything flows with the air, and it creates much, much less resistance than almost any other one. So pay the extra money and get one of these dryer jack vent hoods.
And Art, all you have to do in installing this Fantech inline system is either wire it yourself or have an electrician, just as a very simple, you know, 120-volt connection to that. And you don't have to have any switching or anything else. You wire it hot because it's only going to turn on when the dryer calls for it. You want to make sure there's no resistance to that heat going out of the house. It's just so key that you don't have any problems whatsoever with that. That way you can drive the cost down. It's going to be safer, and then you have access. This is all assuming you have access to that vent in your attic space, and you get it set up one time, you pretty much can forget about it. Hey, you're listening to Today's Homeowner Radio. When we come back, we're going to talk about a variety of things in addition to recycling some cabinets in your kitchen. If you're about to do a kitchen remodeling, that's some valuable storage that you can grab for, say, maybe the garage, all of that and a lot more. Coming up here on Today's Homeowner Radio.
So you like improving your home? Me too. Join me, Chelsea, at checkinwithchelsea.com for even more home improvement tips, tricks, and inspiration. I love improving my home and sharing the ups and downs with you so we can all learn together. Every month, I post a new project or how-to video with lots of other DIY posts in between. If I can do it, I know you can too. So drop by checkinginwithchelsea.com or follow me on Instagram at checkinginwithchelsea. Brought to you by Tight Bond.
Captain's Log, Day 121, Mining for a Natural Lawn Weed Killer.
Hey there, I'm Captain Jack, ecologist and gardener. Recently, I was looking for a natural way to kill weeds when I dug up the solution. Iron. It's the active ingredient in my lawn weed brew. Captain Jack's Lawn Weed Brew kills broadleaf weeds, dandelions, moss, algae, and more.
Protect your oasis with Captain Jack's Lawn Weed Brew from Bonide. Learn more at CaptainJacks.com.
Are you hooked on home improvement? Then take our easy-to-understand practical advice with you wherever you go by downloading the Today's Homeowner podcast. With a fresh new episode every week, you'll always have access to the latest tips, tricks, and answers to your home improvement questions. It's like having Danny Lipford and his crew right there with you while you work. Subscribe to the Today's Homeowner podcast today through your favorite podcast app or visit todayshomeowner.com/podcast to learn more.
Ready for some home improvement inspiration? Full episodes and seasons of Today's Homeowner TV are now available on Crackle and Prime Video. Grab your favorite streaming device and watch Danny Lipford and Chelsea Lipford Wolf as they help real homeowners maintain and upgrade their homes. Get their expert how-to advice and simple solutions to make your house the best-looking one on the block. Watch for free on Crackle and on Prime Video for subscribers. Search for Today's Homeowner and start watching today.
With home mortgage rates still near historic lows, now is a great time to buy or refinance. Michael Humes is your one-stop mortgage lender. Michael Humes and his knowledgeable staff are well-versed in a wide variety of loan types, including FHA, Fannie Mae, USDA, HomePath, and HARP. For a free evaluation of your mortgage needs, call him, 530-624-7942. That's 530-624-7942.
Be sure to listen to Michael's Mortgage Market Update every Wednesday at 2:30 on Your Home Today.
This is Michael Humes, mortgage specialist at Network Mortgage, located at 155 East 3rd Avenue. NMLS license 230273, BRE license 01250862, employed by Network Mortgage, BRE license 01840139, NMLS license 358237, equal housing opportunity.
If your spring cleaning plans include paint projects around the house, Today's Homeowner and Handy Paint Pail would like to give you a free paint bucket or paint tray. Just call 855-930-1045 and leave your name and phone number. Or you can text 530-588-0463, 588-0463, to win your free paint pail or paint tray from Today's Homeowner and Handy Paint Pail.
Continue painting
the other side. I'm Danny Lipford with tips for today's homeowner.
Many medicines used to treat colds and flu contain acetaminophen, a pain reliever and fever reducer found in hundreds of over-the-counter and prescription medicines. But taking too much or more than one medication containing acetaminophen per day can damage your liver. So always read the label and don't take acetaminophen if you drink three or more alcoholic drinks every day. To learn more, visit fda.gov/OTC pain info. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Food and Drug Administration.
Today's Homeowner is brought to you by Quikrete Cement and Concrete Products. It's what America's made of. And by Fluid Master. Find out more at shop.fluidmaster.com.
Hey, we're so proud of the wonderful radio stations, over 350 of them across this country that air the Today's Homeowner radio show each and every week. Like this one in Martinsburg, West Virginia, WRNR AM 740 and 106.5 FM. Special hello to Mike Hornby there, the general manager, for having us on. We really appreciate being part of your lineup, and we really want to help everybody in and around that area of West Virginia. Or no matter where you live, you can reach out to us here on the Today's Homeowner Radio Show by calling 800-946-4444. 4420. That's the Today's Homeowner hotline, or send us an email anytime you wish at todayshomeowner.com/ask. I want to quickly remind you about the MRA landing page that we have. This is a special area on Today's Homeowner. It's at todayshomeowner.com/metalroofing. And we're put together a lot of articles, a lot of videos to answer your questions about roofing and about the advantages and benefits of using a metal roof. I mean, we talk about some of the 7 essential questions you need to ask before replacing the roof, and also re-roofing and roof replacement, how to make the right decisions to change, to be able to save energy as well as money. And we also knock down a lot of the metal roofing myths about, you know, things, how expensive it is, different aspects of it. So go to todayshomeowner.com/metalroofing to find out a lot more. Right now, we're headed down to Plant City, Florida. Steve's on the line. Steve, welcome to the show, and tell us all about the kitchen cabinets and your idea for the final resting place of these cabinets.
Oh, my gosh, Danny, what an honor to talk to you. That show is just fantastic. I can't decide whether it's more educational or entertaining. It's the perfect balance of both.
Well, I appreciate that. We certainly have a lot of fun with it, no doubt. I appreciate you saying that.
Really, an average homeowner with minimal experience can take full advantage of, and I certainly have over the years. I watch it, you know, every Saturday down here in Florida. It comes on at 5:30 in the morning, and I make it a point on Saturday to get up and watch it. But I appreciate you taking my call. I hesitated to go forward with it because I'm not sure it's significant enough to bother you with something like this. But I got these oak cabinets at a garage sale, complete kitchen set, that after watching your show, I said, you know, I can put these cabinets up. And so their final resting place is in the garage. And they're all up, except for the fact that I had a Lazy Susan left over I can't use, and also the kitchen island and countertop that I can't use. My question concerns the cabinet installation, in that the outlets aren't in the ideal place for using tools and electrical stuff in the garage, and it's actually inside one of the cabinets with a door. So if you want to use the plug, you have to open the cabinet door and plug an extension cord in and run it outside the cabinet to whatever you want to power with it. And I thought, well, you know, I'll touch with you and see if maybe there's something I'm overlooking other than drilling a hole in the back of the cabinets to run a like an extension cord through and just leave it set on the countertop. Or do you have a thought on that?
Yeah, certainly. Yeah, I understand exactly what you're talking about. Well, most of the time in garages, when you're trying to use garages for maybe a little workshop here and there, there's never enough outlets. So getting more outlets in there would be an advantage for you. Now, but then again, in saying that, you can turn around and go, okay, it's a garage. It's going to look nice. We want it to look nice, but maybe we don't want to spend all the money on the electrician, because one very simple way of doing what you're talking about there is to use a power strip that has a plug-in for 4 or 5 different plug-ins, and just drill a hole, which would be about probably a 7/8-inch hole through the side of the cabinet that has the outlet inside, and then plug it in and plan on it staying plugged in, and then take the power strip, and you can attach it to the side of the cabinet or on the wall or under the cabinet. And that way you've just gone from 2 plug-ins to 6 plug-ins or 5 plug-ins. And so it ends up being an advantage there. Otherwise, you may want to get an electrician if you feel that you would rather not go that route. Then the electrician can route down inside those walls and cap off the one that you have inside the cabinet and drop a line down so that you have an outlet or outlet down below the cabinets, the wall cabinets, and above the base cabinets. And that can be done. Either way, you should have good access to those walls and be able to maneuver that anywhere you want. While you're doing it, if you have the electrician out, you might want to think about any additional lighting that you might want, whether it's task lighting or overhead lighting, and go ahead and get it all done at one time. But a very usable area that you've created.
Okay, well, hey, I appreciate those ideas. I've considered a couple of those myself, but it never hurts to consult, you know, a sort of an expert. And I'm one of these kind of people that believes that a genius doesn't have to know everything, but you do have to know who to talk to get what you want.
There you go. That's some wisdom right there dispersed today. That's awesome.
The other issue is I want to make use of the island instead of setting it out on the street. It's a real nice oak cabinet island with two big doors in the front and the solid countertop on it. It's not Formica, but it's a totally solid something. Anyway, we have an outdoor kitchen. It's located under a it's covered in a lanai area. And in Florida, there's a lot of humidity, and I'd like to use that in conjunction with the outdoor kitchen. And I found a place for it, but I'm concerned about the effects, the humidity and moisture on the oak front, as well as the veneer sides and that truss board stuff that they construct cabinets with. Do you have a thought on that, where I can make that work outside?
Well, I'll kick this one over to Joe because I know that he's dealt with that quite a bit. But I can tell you he's probably not going to say something very favorable, because I'll tell you the humidity, even if you were not in an area that's, you know, a lot of humid conditions like Florida, it can really affect the cabinet face and the fronts and so forth, and particularly if it's a kind of a particle board. Joe, do you think he would be able to seal that up inside and out and get a little life out of it outside, or is it even worth the investment in time and money on that?
Yeah, I'm not sure. Steve, you notice how Danny gives you the answer, then when there is not a good answer, he kicks it to me, so I have to give you the bad news. I always appreciate that about Danny. But yeah, I think eventually, you know, the humidity, you could seal it up all you want. The humidity, you know, it's going to get exposed to rain splashing on it perhaps. But you didn't pay much for this island, I suspect. So I would certainly build it up onto some pressure treated, at least 2x4, maybe even 2x6s, to get it up off the surface of the patio, whatever you have in the lanai there, so it's not sitting in water, and seal it the best you can with, you know, like a marine grade polyurethane.
Inside and out.
Yeah, inside and out. If it is made out of what you call press board, which is like particle board, that's the stuff that's really going to absorb moisture and swell and start to eventually fall apart. If it's plywood, you might be lucky. And for the top, I mean, you could always replace the top. Right, you can just unscrew it and replace it. So I would say, you know, you've got it. You're not going out to buy something. So I would certainly try it, and just try to keep it as far away from the splashing rain and water as possible. And as far as the moisture, it just might take a while. You might get 2 or 3 years use out of it, if not more.
Okay, well, and I appreciate that. I got one last little tidbit here. They do have, it looks like veneer sides on the press board, and I'm wondering about prepping those for polyurethane coating.
Well, you could certainly just apply the, you know, just clean it really well. I wouldn't even bother sanding it, as long as it's nice and clean. Any exposed particle board, obviously, you have to really seal up with 2 or 3 coats if on the bottom edge is exposed, anything like that. But yeah, you can certainly, you know, just clean it and put on the polyurethane. It wouldn't require anything special.
Okay, well, I believe that'll cover everything for me. Appreciate both of you ganging up on me and taking care of this.
our pleasure. If we can help you any other way, let us know. And we appreciate you watching the show and appreciate all those great words.
Okay, and I appreciate everything you're doing for all of us out here that need help.
Well, we're going to be here. If you need any other help, just give us a call. You know how to reach us, Steve. We appreciate that, and have a great, great week. Hey, coming up, we're going to be talking about that privacy fence. People are really looking at building a privacy fence, but they want to make sure they do it right. We'll give you some great tips coming up here on today's Homeowner Radio. Don't go anywhere.
This is an SRN News special report. I'm Jason Walker. One person has been killed, 4 others critically wounded in a shooting Sunday at a Southern California church, a 5th person suffering minor injuries. Correspondent George Williams has more.
The shooting happened at Geneva Presbyterian Church in the city of Laguna Woods, according to the Orange County Sheriff's Department. Deputies have detained one person and recovered a weapon. Paramedics were on scene to treat and transport multiple patients. Federal agents from the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives have also responded to the scene.
That is George Williams reporting. Laguna Woods is a city of about 16,000. Make that 50 miles southeast of downtown L.A., many of the residents 55 and over. Again, one person has been killed, 4 critically wounded. This has been an SRN News special report. I'm Jason Walker.
The fight for the unborn is raging in our country. An unprecedented leak from the Supreme Court indicates that Roe v. Wade is on the brink of being overturned. The debates have never been stronger. During this critical time, a new movie is about to be released. The award-winning film, The Matter of Life, cuts through the rhetoric and hatred and exposes the real issues surrounding the plight of the unborn. The Matter of Life will be in theaters nationwide for two nights only, May 16th and May 17th. If you care about protecting the unborn, this is a movie you will not want to miss. It's been hailed as the best pro-life movie ever made. Go to FathomEvents.com now to reserve your tickets for a theater near you. That's F-A-T-H-O-M events.com. There is a battle taking place in America. Whether you're pro-choice or pro-life, you need to see this film. Go to FathomEvents.com now to reserve your tickets for May 16th or May 17th and have your own life transformed as you watch The Matter of Life.
If you could help protect a home from fire, wouldn't you? Now with the new Outlet Branch Circuit AFCI receptacle from Leviton, it's easy to add protection from dangerous arc faults that may lead to fire. The Outlet Branch Circuit AFCI receptacle is designed to detect a wide range of arcing electrical faults and responds by cutting off power, which reduces the likelihood of the arc fault becoming an ignition source of fire. Learn more at Leviton.com/AFCI.
Ever take a good look at the trim around the outside of your home? It's the type of detail work that makes a house really stand out. I'm Danny Lipford with tips for today's homeowner. After the break, we'll talk about how you can keep that trim looking good no matter what, right after this. Could your backyard use a makeover? You can create beautiful outdoor living spaces with Rumblestone from Pavestone. Create a paver patio or walkway, garden retaining wall, grill enclosure, fire pit, or even an outdoor kitchen. These rustic building blocks make it easy and they look great. Rumblestone from Pavestone is available at the Home Depot. And be sure to check out the project ideas and how-to videos at Pavestone.com. That's Pavestone.com. Almost every home has special trim work outside. From brick molding around doors and windows, boards that outline the eaves, or exterior crown molding, this trim has a way of adding definition and style to a home. But because these are wood pieces on the outside, they're constantly under the barrage of Mother Nature. Both weather conditions and insects can deteriorate trim before you know it. When it's time to replace that trim, consider using cellular PVC instead of wood. Cellular PVC looks just like wood, comes in a smooth or wood grain finish, and it will never rot, warp, or be attacked by insects. It will cost about 20% more than a wood product, but you will never have to replace it again. I'm Danny Lippert with Tips for Today's Homeowner.
Today's homeowner is brought to you by Pavestone, creating beautiful landscapes, and by Custom Building Products, the leader in flooring preparation products and tile and stone installation systems.
And welcome back to the show, the Today's Homeowner Radio Show, where you can reach out to us anytime by sending us an email, todayshomeowner.com/ask, or you can pick up the phone and call us anytime, 800-946-4420. That's what Judy in Lucedale, Mississippi did. And Judy, we want to help you out with your project. Welcome to the show, and tell us what's going on with all of this crown molding.
We did some remodeling, and we changed the crown molding out. And when the guy put it up, he put it up so snug that now, and after he caulked it, when it starts sweating, when it gets hot or cold and it shrinks or swells, it has broke loose from the popcorn and pulled part of it loose. So when it shrinks, we have gaps. When it swells, you don't see it as much, but you can still tell that it has broken loose from the popcorn.
Yeah, that's amazing, that expansion and contraction that can take place in a house. And it's even more of a problem a lot of times up at the crown molding, because that's closest to the hot attic or the attic that fluctuates in temperature quite a bit. So, yeah, we hear a lot about movement on crown molding. Well, normally, hopefully, that it is nailed properly. A lot of times guys will just shoot the nails up in there and they don't know if they're doing anything other than putting it in drywall or not. So hopefully it's secured from that standpoint. And really, Judy, about the only thing you can do is to very carefully use a acrylic latex caulk and just barely feed it into the cracked area so that when it does close back, it remains flexible. If it opens up, you know, that movement like that is about the only way you can do it. But all of that would be kind of a wasted effort if it's not secured properly. So a lot to do with the confidence that you have in the gentleman that installed the trim. But that's about the only thing. Joe, you have anything to contribute to that? Because you know exactly what she's talking about, where that top part of that crown molding is just pulling that down in certain areas. What do you think?
Yeah, I think, Judy, I agree with Danny. The only thing you do is put in some flexible caulk, because some people might think, well, if it pulls away enough, maybe I can spray in some popcorn sealing, which actually comes in a can for making repairs, and just spray in a little to fill that gap. But then what happens when it expands? It's going to bust out that little popcorn that's there with the caulk. If you fill it with a nice flexible caulk, you know, it will, the caulk will expand and contract with that movement. So, you know, you won't, I mean, the gap will appear, but it won't be as deep and it won't be as noticeable. So that's about the best you can do at this point.
Okay. I appreciate it.
Okay, Judy. Well, best of luck on that. A little bit of patience will make a big difference in how it looks. And we're glad you were part of the show today.
Thank you.
Alrighty, take care. Hey, let's get right to an email here. If you'd like to send us one, do so today. Todayshomeowner.com/ask is where to go. This came in from Nashville from Kevin. Boy, we've got a lot of listeners and a lot of viewers there that watch our show and listen to our show in and around the Nashville area. And Kevin says, I'm getting ready to build a privacy fence around my backyard, and I'm getting all kinds of mixed information on how to set the fence post. I've seen people just mix the concrete in the post hole, but my neighbor says that makes the concrete weaker. Boy, those neighbors, they're always ready with an opinion. Want to do it right, I'd like to make it as simple as possible. Well, I'll tell you, Kevin, both of you are right in one way. There are certain concrete mixes that you should mix in a wheelbarrow and then pour in the hole. It's a good idea if you want the maximum strength. However, there is one type of concrete that we've used a lot from Quikrete. It's the fast-setting concrete mix that's in the red bag, and it's made exactly for the job you're talking about. Once you plumb the post in the hole just like you wanted, all you have to do is to pour the red bag mix into the hole and then top it off with, and this is a key part of it, the appropriate amount of water per the instructions on the bag. That's the key thing, is to spread that water around evenly and make sure you're using the right amount. And depending on the temperatures, within about 20 to 40 minutes, the concrete's dry enough to hold the post seal. Within a few hours, it'll be completely set. So, you know, when I've built a lot of fences over the years, and when you have a situation like this, you can go along and set all of your posts, regardless of how many you're setting, and then just use some type of scrap wood to, you know, make sure that they stay nice and plumb and right where you want them. And then by the time you get to the end of your fence, you can go right back pretty much and start putting your stringers up so that you can essentially finish the fencing job in one day instead of having to, like the old days, set the fence post and then come back. So that should help you on that project. And privacy fence can make a big difference in the overall look of your yard.
And when you're putting in a new fence, something we always recommend is fill up the concrete up, you know, as high as you need to, close to the ground. Don't overfill it, but fill it up like within 2 inches or so of the ground. And then cut out a nice circle around the grass and put in either mulch or even better, some gravel. Because if you don't, and you come by with your weed whacker, you know, to trim the grass, you're going to cut up those posts. I saw a post the other day. I'm not sure what was holding it up. It seemed like it was a four by four. It looked like beavers had gotten to it. There was a very narrow section. Might have been like a 1-inch square of wood holding up the post. You'd think when you cut it about halfway through, you'd stop hitting it with the string trimmer. But so the idea is if you put gravel around there, there's no reason to trim the grass because it won't grow that far. So that's the other tip when you're putting up a fence post or even a deck post.
All right, here's another email coming in from Mark in Virginia. My mother has a pressure-treated wood ramp on her house that was put together with nails. Now the nails are starting to pop loose. Should I pound them back in or replace them with screws? Also, the builder said not to treat the wood or paint it, but it should have some type of finish on it, right? Well, first of all, as soon as you finish a pressure-treated project outside, no, you shouldn't really do any type of treatment or anything on it because it needs to etch and let some of that pressure-treated you know, the chemicals in it dry out a little bit. But if you're talking about nails, which is common for people to use nails, but screws are always better. So what I would recommend, Mark, is wherever nails are pulling loose, go ahead and pull those right on out with your crowbar or your hammer and replace it with a coated deck screw. It's going to be one thing that you do only one time, and it's going to make your deck and the ramp here a lot stronger. I would do that, and then if you want to do the easiest thing to make that wood last as long as it should and look as well as it should, then I would just use a clear sealer. You can put it in a garden pump-up sprayer, spray it right on the wood, take a brush and back brush it to force it down into the pores, maybe put two or three coats on, and that'll make it last a lot longer if you do just that. Hey, you're listening to Today's Homeowner Radio. We're going to take a short break, but we'll be right back with some great information for you, especially if you're about to make the move. We'll be right back.
Got a project? Trust the tough adhesives the pros depend on for demanding construction and repair jobs. Get unmatched strength and durability, helping reduce installation time and callbacks. Our multiple adhesive technologies meet a variety of performance needs and are perfect for interior and exterior use. Nothing beats their reliability. Tight Bond Construction Adhesives, the trusted choice for the pro in you.
Transform your kitchen or bathroom with a beautifully tiled backsplash all by yourself in as fast as one day with Simple Mat from Custom Building Products. Simple Mat is a unique double-sided adhesive mat designed to bond tile to backsplashes or countertops. There's no mixing of powder, no mess to clean up, and no waiting for the mortar to harden. Simply set the tile onto the mat, then grout. It's the quickest, easiest, cleanest way to install tile. Visit thesimplemat.com for more information. Available exclusively at the Home Depot.
Chelsea here. When I'm not on Today's Homeowner TV or radio shows, I'm sharing projects, how-to DIY tips, and other home inspiration over on my blog at checkingwithchelsea.com. Be sure to stop by, sign up for my newsletter, and watch my latest episode to get home improvement information with a Chelsea twist. I don't spare any details, so you'll know how to take a project from zero to completion and hopefully enjoy the process. See you soon over at checkingwithchelsea.com. Brought to you by Tight Bond.
Outdoor concrete projects are quick and easy with Quikrete fast-setting concrete in the red bag. Whether you need to set a fence post, mailbox post, or deck footing, or even pour a backyard patio, Quikrete fast-setting concrete in the red bag makes it simple. To set a post, there's no mixing. Just pour the dry mix into the hole and add water. It sets hard in about 20 minutes and you're done. It's that fast and easy. Quikrete fast-setting concrete. Look for it in the red bag.
Are you hooked on home improvement? Then take our easy-to-understand practical advice with you wherever you go by downloading the Today's Homeowner podcast. With a fresh new episode every week, you'll always have access to the latest tips, tricks, and answers to your home improvement questions. It's like having Danny Lipford and his crew right there with you while you work. Subscribe to the Today's Homeowner podcast today through your favorite podcast app or visit todayshomeowner.com/podcast to learn more.
When your house needs a new roof, it's important to make a good investment. The roof is literally your home's first line of defense against the elements, so you want something that's durable, low maintenance, long-lasting, and protects your home from strong winds, hail, and even wildfire. You want a quality metal roof because it performs as beautifully as it looks. The Metal Roofing Alliance can help you find the metal roof that's right for you. Check out their free Metal Roofing Buyer's Guide at metalroofing.com.
Today's Homeowner is brought to you by Deitch Coatings. Easily roll on your new stone countertop, garage floor, and more in just a weekend with Deitch.
And welcome back to the Today's Homeowner Radio Show. Danny Lipford here, and it's time for us to go in the aisles of the Home Depot with our buddy Danny Watson. Danny, I'll tell you, it just seems that everywhere I look, people are moving. You know, a lot of people are buying houses, a lot of people are selling houses, and moving is never a fun time, but boy, it is made a little bit easier if you drop by Home Depot, right?
Yes, sir. And, you know, being organized with the move, I think, just takes a lot of the headache out of it. And we've really become a moving destination. You know, a lot of folks will stop and pick up those specialty boxes like the wardrobe moving boxes, the TV and picture moving boxes, having the right wrapping materials for dishes and, you know, bubble wrap. All of those really just make the whole process so much easier when you go to make that transition.
Well, you know, I think about so many people, you know, let's compare it to improving your home and doing different things. People are wanting to use what the pros use and to have those pro results. And when you see the real professional movers and the materials they have to make that a success, just like you're saying, the specialty boxes, all of the packing material, all of the special tape, you can really make that move without ending up with a bunch of broken dishes on the other end.
Yes, sir. And, you know, it wasn't that long ago that I actually did a move, and I know that things like shrink wrap and some of the other materials, some of the more specialty items, they really, they made life so much easier. And then even labeling, you know, labeling what goes in the garage, what's going to be stored. Some of these little tips really come in handy. And if you take a look, if folks will take a look at the moving hub and our moving calculator.
I think that is fantastic.
It's amazing. It will really save you some time on how many boxes that you're going to buy, let's say, for the kitchen, you know, based on the size kitchen you have. That way, you don't have a lot of, you know, wasted money on things you don't need, and it's just going to save you from making multiple trips.
Boy, that's fantastic. Now, also, one of the other parts of moving is when you're moving out of a place, you have to clean it, and when you're moving into a place, you have to clean it. I was in Home Depot just the other day picking up some things to clean up around my little river cabin that I don't go to very much, and I was pretty much amazed at how big that part of the store has gotten, that just virtually anything you need to clean, you have the materials and tools to do it right there.
We've got a great selection of cleaning supplies. And, you know, some of our top brands like Zep, they have so many different cleaners for whatever the task is. And HDX, that's our brand. And, you know, you're going to save a ton of money on cleaners when you reach for that.
And it's also inevitable that you're going to have just a couple projects that you really want to do around the house, whether it is, you know, some deep cleaning in that house that you're moving into, or maybe it's a few other little repairs and so forth. I'll tell you, the Home Depot tool rental is a place to swing through as well, because there might just be something, a specialty tool in there that can save you a heck of a lot of time.
Oh, we have a ton of tools to choose from. And then don't forget, if you need a truck, you know, we rent trucks as well. Maybe there's some things that you need to get moved that are larger. You can rent a truck from us, like you say, as well as all of those tools to get the yard straightened out when you get moved in. And that can really be convenient.
All right. Our friend Danny Watson in the aisles of the Home Depot talking about all the different moving supplies that are available there. Danny, thanks so much for taking a few minutes to be with us.
Thank you, Dan.
That's all great information. I don't know if people realize that Home Depot sells moving materials. And, of course, Danny, having the right materials can make any move go a whole lot easier.
Yeah, I know. And whether you're moving across the street or across the country, it can be a challenge. But with all the right materials, we'll definitely help you out a lot. Let's get right back to the Today's Homeowner Hotline. You can join us on the hotline by calling 800-946-4420.
Hi, my name is Nancy Hands. I contacted you folks a couple different times, and you've been a great help. I have a question. Before we moved into our current home, while the basement was empty, I painted the floor with a basement paint, but I used the kind that has particles in it for like skid resistant. It's almost like it has sand in it. And not really sure what I was thinking. I don't like it anymore because it's super hard to clean. I'm wondering what your advice is on that. Can I paint over it with something that will minimize that? Thanks for any help you can give. Appreciate it. Love your show. Bye-bye.
Okay, well, thank you, Nancy, for that. Well, certainly, if you painted over it, if she put an additional type of coating over it after the right preparation, that'll make it a lot smoother and easier to sweep and mop and clean and so forth. But otherwise, Joe, she might be heading to the rental center for that special tool, the old floor sander.
Yeah, the floor sander, floor grinder. I was thinking the same thing. She could try just sanding it with a pole sander just to see if that would break it down. I mean, if it is sand, you probably won't knock it down enough, but you might be able to make it a little smoother. I'm just concerned if you start adding coats of paint, how many coats you have to add to cover all that abrasive particles. So I think I would try just sanding it with a pole sander, which is, you know, just a long-handled sander, flat pad like the drywallers use. And then if that doesn't work, then you have to rent the sander. Shouldn't take long. I mean, within a few seconds, just go back and forth across the floor to grind it. Probably might not even remove most of the paint, but at least it would grind down those particles and would be almost perfectly smooth.
Hey, you're listening to Today's Homeowner Radio. And when we come back, it's simple solution time. You're going to want to hear this one. We'll be right back.
Looking to update the look of your fireplace mantle? I've got just what you need at checkinginwithchelsea.com. Just search for fireplace plans for free printable plans. Then watch my how-to video of this simplistic but sophisticated design, and you're on your way to building your own fireplace mantle too. I can't wait to see what you build, so be sure to share your mantles by tagging me on social media. I'm at checkinginwithchelsea. Again, the plans and video are online now at checkinginwithchelsea.com. Brought to you by Titebond.
Captain's Log, Day 121, Mining for a Natural Lawn Weed Killer.
Hey there, I'm Captain Jack, ecologist and gardener. Recently, I was looking for a natural way to kill weeds when I dug up the solution. Iron. It's the active ingredient in my lawn weed brew. Captain Jack's lawn weed brew kills broadleaf weeds, dandelions, moss, algae, and more.
Protect your oasis with Captain Jack's Lawn Weed Brew from Bonide. Learn more at CaptainJacks.com.
Could your backyard use a makeover? You can create beautiful outdoor living spaces with Rumblestone from Pavestone. Create a paver patio or walkway, garden retaining wall, grill enclosure, fire pit, or even an outdoor kitchen. These rustic building blocks make it easy and they look great. Rumblestone from Pavestone is available at the Home Depot. And be sure to check out the project ideas and how-to videos at Pavestone.com. That's Pavestone.com.
Are you hooked on home improvement? Then take our easy-to-understand practical advice with you wherever you go by downloading the Today's Homeowner podcast. With a fresh new episode every week, you'll always have access to the latest tips, tricks, and answers to your home improvement questions. It's like having Danny Lipford and his crew right there with you while you work. Subscribe to the Today's Homeowner podcast today through your favorite podcast app or visit todayshomeowner.com/podcast to learn more.
Ready for some home improvement inspiration? Full episodes and seasons of Today's Homeowner TV are now available on Crackle and Prime Video. Grab your favorite streaming device and watch Danny Lipford and Chelsea Lipford-Wolf as they help real homeowners maintain and upgrade their homes. Get their expert how-to advice and simple solutions to make your house the best-looking one on the block. Watch for free on Crackle and on Prime Video for subscribers. Search for Today's Homeowner and start watching today.
We're here early before they wake up. We stay late. We stay informed. We invest in the latest technology.
We take the time to train the next generation of doctors and nurses. We work together to make sure we heal their bodies and their minds.
We do this not because it's our job, but because this is about our veterans' lives. This is our mission. More than 300,000 of us working as one, together with families and loved ones. No matter where they live in this country, we'll be there.
We all come together and stand together to serve our veterans. We stand strong, united. Stand with us in caring for our veterans.
Are you hooked on home improvement? Then take our easy-to-understand practical advice with you wherever you go by downloading the Today's Homeowner podcast. With a fresh new episode every week, you'll always have access to the latest tips, tricks, and answers to your home improvement questions. It's like having Danny Lipford and his crew right there with you while you work. Subscribe to the Today's Homeowner podcast today through your favorite podcast app or visit todayshomeowner.com/podcast to learn more.
Today's Homeowner is brought to you by Bonide Products, providing best solutions for your home, lawn, garden, and farm for more than 90 years.
And welcome back to the last few minutes of the Today's Homeowner Radio Show for this week. But you know what that means. It's time for our simple solution.
All right, Danny, we get a lot of calls and emails about cleaning shower doors and walls. Like, how do you keep these things clean? You think something that's being sprayed with water all the time would be clean enough, but it doesn't never works out that way. So whether they're made of porcelain, acrylic, ceramic, tile, glass, shower walls and shower doors are notoriously difficult to keep clean. But here's how to effectively clean any shower. And this is, we've actually shared, I think, two or three different simple solutions, but this is a new one and it works really well. What you do is go out and buy one of those soap dispensing kitchen scrubbers. It has a handle that's hollow and you fill it up with detergent of some sort, liquid soap. And then on the end is a scrubbing pad. And if you're going to buy one of these, make sure you buy one that has the replaceable pads because they wear out pretty quickly. But anyway, so that's what you want, one of these with a scrubber on the end of it. And you want to fill it half with grease cutting dish detergent, which is like Dawn, I guess, is right. That's like the most popular one. Then half with not water, but white vinegar. So again, so it's half Dawn, half white vinegar. Then kind of mix it up a little bit. Then simply use this. And when you start scrubbing, it'll just leak out and come onto the pad. And just scrub the surface and it will remove, you know, caked on dirt and water spots, soap scum, that kind of stuff. That, and then you'd use it on glass, on the glass doors and on the tile or whatever the surface is. And then, of course, rinse it off. And if you do that, you know, even in a busy household, if you do that once a month even, it'll keep it completely clean.
Well, I had thought for once in the history of Today's Homeowner Radio that we may go through the entire 2 hours without mentioning the word white vinegar. But no.
We made it.
We made it all the way to just a couple minutes before the show's over with and white vinegar surfaces.
It was a close call, but we squeezed it in.
It always works, though. I mean, everybody talks about it all the time. So another great simple solution. And as we always say, you can find over 550 simple solutions waiting on you right now at todayshomeowner.com/simple solutions. I want to also remind you of what you can see on the Today's Homeowner television show this weekend. We're calling it Patio Expansion, and you may want to do the exact same thing around your house, being able to expand your existing surface a little bit. Well, we will show you on this show how you don't have to use the exact same material that you have now, whether it's concrete or whether it's any type of tile work that you may have. We'll show you a way that something that very inexpensive can blend right in, called paver base. You'll be surprised how nice that looks. Also, hanging a shelf on a vinyl siding without any holes in it at all. Chelsea figured out a way to do it. It's brilliant. And building a very nice bench out of pressure-treated wood with a plant shelf. So check it out by going to todayshomeowner.com to find out where you can see it in your neck of the woods. And want to remind you about going to todayshomeowner.com radio page and sign up to win one of three building shed books. This from my friend Joe Truini. We'll be giving one away each week starting next week. So you'll want to go there, todayshomeowner.com, and go to the radio page and you'll see it right on the front page that you can enter. And best of luck to you on being able to win the contest. Joe, once again, we've gone all over the place. We've been on the East Coast, West Coast, Northeast, down South, helping people with challenges they're having around their home.
What a better way to spend an hour or two, right, Danny? Danny, I love spending time on the radio with you guys, so keep us busy, you know. Email us, call us, whatever you need to do, and we'll see if we can help you out with your next project.
That's right. We certainly appreciate you being with us each and every week. I appreciate my buddy Joe Truini working with me each week, our engineer Dennis Gould, our brand new producer Corey Wilson. We appreciate everything that Corey's doing, and the whole Today's Homeowner family wishing you